So we went into the next room and we switched on the television. We looked at the pictures without the sound. It was the BBC Morning News, and they were showing pictures of the Prime Minister making a speech. Charlie put his head on one side to watch. The ears of his Batman hood flopped over. He said,
"That is the Joker, isn't it?"
"No, Charlie. That is the Prime Minister."
"Is he a goody or a baddie?"
I thought to myself. Half the people think he is a goody and the other half think he is a baddie. Charlie giggled.
"That's silly," he said.
"That is democracy," I said. "If you did not have it, you would want it." We sat and watched the Prime Minister's lips moving.
"What's he saying?" said Charlie.
"He is saying that he will make ice cream snow." Charlie spun round to look at me.
"When?"
he said. "About 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if the weather is cool enough." He is also saying that young people who are running away from trouble in other countries will be allowed to stay in this country, so long as they work hard and do not make any fuss. Charlie nodded.
"I think the Prime Minister is a goodie."
"Because he will be kind to refugees?" Charlie shook his head.
"Because of the ice cream snow," he said.
There was a laugh from the door. I turned around and Lawrence was there. He was wearing a bathrobe and he stood there in his bare feet. I do not know how long he had been listening to us.
"Well," he said, "we know how to buy that boy's vote."
I looked at the floor. I was embarrassed that Lawrence had been standing there.
"Oh, don't be shy," he said. "You're great with Charlie. Come and have some breakfast."
"Okay," I said. "Batman, do you want some breakfast?" Charlie stared at Lawrence and then he shook his head. So I switched through the TV channels until we found the one that Charlie liked, and then I went into the kitchen.
"Sarah's sleeping," said Lawrence. "I suppose she needs the rest. Tea or coffee?"
"Tea, thank you." Lawrence boiled the kettle and he made tea for both of us. He put my tea down on the table in front of me, carefully, and he turned the handle of the mug toward my hand. He sat down on the other side of the table and smiled.